السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو، عليه توكلت، وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. We know that the moon was to be sighted tonight. We haven't had any information as yet. It could be sighted and it could not be sighted. But we will be entering into the month of Rabiul Awwal. If it is sighted, then tomorrow, otherwise the day after. And throughout the world now, there will be conferences, seminars, big majalis and programs on the life and seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It will be as if the whole world has suddenly become lit up with a discussion of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there is no doubt that there is great reward and great blessings in discussing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's seerah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's surah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eating, his drinking habit, his walking, his talking, his waaz, his nasihats, his khutbahs, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. If a person discusses, irrespective of which aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, as long as it is from authentic sources and reliable sources, then it is full of barakat, full of rahmat. And there is no doubt that in the month of Rabiul Awwal, every Muslim finds extra happiness in his heart that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world, the Quran Sharif was revealed upon him, with his jihad, with his efforts, with his sacrifices, and that of his companions. Today we are able to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in akhirat, in jannat, in jahannam. We believe in the resalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in tawheed, in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the resalat, finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now all this is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming. Otherwise, where we have understood what deen is and who Allah ta'ala is and what our purpose of life is? There are many, many people in the world living even at that time who we know were living lives of nothing but that of animalism. If you have to look at the history of the people of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, prior to his giving the message of Islam and Deen and the Quran Sharif, what was their life? Drinking, gambling, fornication, adultery, murder, killing, looting, raping. There was no such thing as any rights for women folk, for girls. No rights. In fact, it was a great shame if some girl was born in some home. It was a great shame upon them. And what they did was dug a trench, dug a hole and buried her. That is the kind of compassion and mercy they had. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave rights. In inheritance he gave rights. And so many other rights. So all this is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's favor upon the ummah. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also mentions it as a great favor. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَبَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming was a great favor. So if anybody discusses the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then indeed it is a great ni'mat, it's a reward. The person gets great rewards. But this majlis is not for any detailed discussion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. We know that this majlis is for the purpose of zikrullah, and this is also zikrullah, discussing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. But we have a kind of a special program which we term as Majlis of Zikr. And the fragrance, as I say always, is different of the different majalis and different programs. The fragrance of the tafsir program is different from that of the Hadith Sharif commentary. The fragrance of Majalis of Zikr is different from programs that are on Masail, on Fiqh. Because it is important for a Muslim to know how to live his life. So he has to know the masail of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nikah, talaq, buying, selling, whatever is important. He has to know that. It is not just read some tasbih, read some wazifas and think that I am a perfect Muslim. But the fragrances are different. This majlis, as I have said, is for the purpose of lighting up our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes easy to make amal on the rest of the teachings. Because we need some kind of fuel. The aeroplanes need fuel. Our motor cars need fuel. Everything needs some kind of fuel. So for this fuel, so the fuel that is required to make us make amal on the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah is the ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Parents, whatever they do for their children is because of their love for those children. Husbands do for their wives is if they love those wives. The wives will do for the husbands if they love the husband. Everywhere in the world it is a question of doing when the person has got love. Otherwise it will be some kind of fulfillment of rights but without the heart in it. So anything becomes easy for that mother who has got a child after 15 or 20 years of life, of marriage, then she gets one child. So now that child has brought a kind of disturbance now in her normal routine life. She had a fixed times of sleeping, she had a fixed times of getting up, there was no disturbance at night, there was no baby crying, there was nobody's napkin to change, nothing. But she is prepared to do all that, no matter how many times she has to change the baby. If the baby has got diarrhea, or the baby has got some other kind of sickness and illness, sometimes those mothers spend whole nights. Now if somebody has to tell that mother that, forget about it, why are you so worried, give this child away to somebody else, and you enjoy your sleep, will she do that? It's because of that love that she has got in the heart. So all these people who are getting up for the Tahajjud and Ishraq, and crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the late part of the night, there is nobody forcing them. It is that muhabbat and that ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that gets them up. They look forward to getting up at night. If sometimes by accident they have to oversleep, and it wasn't farz, it wasn't wajib, there was no sin, but still they want to know, what must I do, sir? Recently I have begun to oversleep. I can't seem to get up for my tahajjud prayers. The enjoyment that I was getting at that time, I'm getting deprived of that. So it shows that ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when it comes into the heart, then it makes it easy for the person to make amal. The person then doesn't say, it's first for me to make five namazes a day, so I made my five namazes, and I make exactly just the farz and the sunnat muakkada and finish. I fulfill a timetable. He doesn't say that after that. Then he looks forward to nawafil, he looks forward to mustahabbat fulfillment, he looks forward to adab, etiquettes of all this ibadat. because he's got love, muhabbat. So this majlis is for that purpose, to light up the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this month of Rabiul Awwal, there will definitely be lots of seminars, lots of programs, lots of discussions, lots of conferences, lots of everything. There's nothing wrong with it, if it is within the parameters of Sharia. But what is really required is amal on the ta'aleem that is taking place, on amal on those teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no book of love in which it is stated that a person can claim that I love someone, but I do everything in opposition to the one I love. Can that ever be in any book of love? We all know about sensual love and all illicit love relationships. Can anybody say, look, I'll do everything against you. Everything that you say must, that you love and you like, that I will dislike. And I will dress like your enemies. My fashion and my style will be like your enemies. My habits will be like your enemies. My discussion and everything else, my total lifestyle will be in opposition, but I claim I love you greatly. That just cannot happen. It's not acceptable in anybody's language. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love demands certain things. Amal on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's lifestyle must become beloved to us, even though there may be some weakness in our lives. But we must truly love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings and his lifestyle. There may be weakness because of our environment, we may not be able to make amal on certain aspects. But I have discussed this many times in detail, that because we are weak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not impose upon us certain things that he chose for himself. The 2x2 room. Sometimes the stove did not light for 2 months on end. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not keep any coin also for the next day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now many of those things he chose for himself, but he didn't impose on us. He gave us the Sharia, which is very, very practical, very easy, very beautiful. It's got perfection in it. Ashal, ajmal, akmal. That is what he gave to us. If you read the Quran Sharif and you read the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we look at the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, what we call the Sharia, then that we will find very practical, very beautiful, very easy. The richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor can make amal. There is no question that every person has to just destroy his home and live in a hut or a shack, but make amal on his teachings. So our zahir has to come right and our batin has to come right. Our zahir also has to conform with Sharia. But if a person has to look at us, then he must immediately identify us as a Muslim, as a lover of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There must be no hesitation. He must not have any kind of doubt that must I make salam to this person or mustn't make. There's one person just in this recent trip, he was in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, just coming out. So he was saying, I'm here for so many years. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mat and fazl on you that you are here for so many years. So now make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy also. Agar daadi ke rak lene se chehra badnuma lagta, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. Said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the order to keep beard. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the ummah that order to keep beard. So if it was something that was going to make him look ugly, na'uzu billah, then it would not have been the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I said, you are here in Madina Sharif. Every time you are going at the Rosa Mubarak, wouldn't you like that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam express happiness? And I said, if there is an aeroplane that is standing on the runway, and that aeroplane has got 500 passengers, but is not taking off. Oh, Hazrat has given this example. Aeroplane is not taking off. Now you say, why it's not taking off? He says, because it's got no tires. He's got no tires. But it's a brand new aeroplane. Engine is also brand new. Seats are brand new. Everything brand new. But it's not taking off. So now if the person says, but the tires are just one small part of that huge aeroplane, brand new, it's just a small part in comparison with that huge aeroplane, that present aeroplanes which carry 600-700 passengers, what is the size of their tires? But the aeroplane will not take off. And yet we will say that that is just the zahir. But that zahir is also required, that outward is also required for that aeroplane to take off. So like that we will say the beard may be zahir, but the thing is it is required for this person to take off on this journey of the muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is required. We don't say that the person after keeping beard becomes a great waliullah. Lots of people with beard commit lot of sins and lot of people without beard commit lot of sins. So it's not the beard's fault. But in this month of Rabiul Awwal, at least we say, well, we make some start in our zahir and we also make sincere tawbah from all sins that we have committed and to put our batin right. It is not right for the people with beard to look down upon the others. We don't know what the akhirat and end result will be. That only Allah Ta'ala will decide. He's the judge. But what we say is that that we will go by the zahir. If a person has to put on a cross round his neck, and he says that, I'm putting this cross, but I'm not a Christian. I will go to the church also, and I will sit there, and I will stand up, and I will bow down, and I will do everything, but I'm not a Christian. I'm a Muslim. So we will say, well, look, in your heart, whether there is Islam or no Islam, Allah Ta'ala knows, but your outward is showing that you are not a Muslim. So in this world, we will deal by that. Therefore, he said, agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. So if the person has got his zahir right, we know that batin also we have to make an effort and put the batin right, which is the most important thing, the inside. But at least on Qiyamah day, the person can say, tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. Oh Allah, I brought my outward form. I am not a practical person. I had many, many weaknesses and shortcomings in my life. But I tried to bring at least the outward. Now you make it haqeeqat. That means even my namaz, there was no real haqeeqat. It was like a mechanical namaz. My tilawat, my zikr, everything else, there was no spirit and no soul. But tere mehboob ki arab shabat leke aaya hoon, whether it is my beard, whether it is my outside, outward appearance, whatever it is, I brought my Nabi alayhi salatu from shabat, some kind of resemblance. So therefore, oh Allah, I plead to you on this day that you make it into haqiqat now. Change it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He changes. Chemical changes, as I was saying on Friday. On the Jummah Bayan, I mentioned, look at the chemical changes that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes. The child that is born in the mother's stomach, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala nourishes that child with that blood which is filth. But the child is nourished with that. And I kept the tongue also and the mouth also clear of that. Through the umbilical cord, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustained. So the chemical changes, that blood which we have to drink will die. But here the child is coming out a very pretty, handsome, beautiful child with that same filthy blood. We talk about chemical changes, what were the chemical changes? Then when the child comes into this world, again look at it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after that, what does he do? Converts the blood into milk now. As provision for that child. Therefore, I have discussed in detail. Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah has also mentioned in detail in the tafsir that this mouth of the person, because the person is going to make tasbih, is making zikr, is going to make tilawat, is going to say subhanallah, is going to say alhamdulillah, is going to say mashallah, is going to say inna lillah. Now all these type of things all the time. He's going to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then he's going to read Durood Sharif. So therefore it is not right for a Muslim to be smoking cigarettes and making his mouth filthy and dirty. And then after that, taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the changes that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings, then we know that they put fertilizer. Now it is used. The rose flowers, it absorbs that and you get beautiful fragrant rose flower. Now who is it that brought about that change? That rose flower should have had a terrible stench. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala causes it to give such beautiful fragrance. So therefore we say, oh Allah, our sins also. You can change our condition. Those sins, you can use your chemical of tawb, of maghfirat, of af and karam, and make it instead of sayyat into hasanat. So that is the purpose of this majlis. We are just discussing what is the purpose of this majlis. So this month of Rabiul Awwal, there is no problem in discussing. But we should start somewhere. We should make up our mind. If we are negligent, then sincere tawbah, istighfar, turn towards Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. He really loves forgiveness. The whole tafsir we did of Surah Mumin, that first ruku on Thursday night, on Monday night. Listen to that tape again. How merciful Allah Ta'ala is. That those angels who are carrying His arsh, and also those who are around, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. First of all, they make tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's no time to go into detail again. And then they make istighfar. They make istighfar for those who are believers and for those who are seeking maghfirat, just the gist of it. And for those who are seeking maghfirat on the earth, these angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we don't know into what numbers they run around the arsh. We don't know what numbers, millions, billions. Are they also saying, oh Allah, forgive those bandas of yours who are seeking forgiveness on the earth? What kind of mercy, what kind of rahmah? Those are your bandas, they are seeking forgiveness on the earth, so Allah, you also forgive them. Therefore I say, when the person is making tawbah and istighfar here, at that time he has that tasawwur and he has that kind of imagination, that whilst I am making my tawbah and istighfar here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, He has got millions of angels also seeking forgiveness on my behalf. What kind of enjoyment the person will get after that? And what kind of yaqeen he will have that my Allah is merciful, He is forgiving, He dearly loves forgiveness, not there just to punish. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us an understanding. So therefore tonight, time is running very, very fast. But again, just a few verses of this beautiful Naat Sharif. Hamid, Abdul Hamid Siddiqui. Kaunain me shohrat hai, sarkare du alam ki. Kaunain me shohrat hai, sarkare du alam ki. Chai hui rahmat hai, sarkare dualam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkare dualam ki. Chai hui rahmat hai, sarkare dualam ki. In both worlds, in this world and in the hereafter, everywhere that you look, whether it is on the earth, whether it is in the skies, whether it is in the heavens, whether it is around the arsh, whether it will be in the hereafter, everywhere, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shohrat, popularity. Everywhere, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's discussion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's glory and praises are being sung. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah alayhi, very beautifully said. He said that, where is it possible for us to sing the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and do justice? Aapki madha insaan न क्या कर सके आपकी मदह इंसान, न क्या कर सके जब अर्श से दुरूदो सलाम आ गया. When from the arsh durood and salam is coming, we can we bandas and ummatis do justice. Bandas of Allah Ta'ala and ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can we do justice. Allah Ta'ala is saying, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. So we can we do justice. Arsh se jab durood wa salam a gaya. So he says, chai hui rahmat hai sarkar e du alam ki. I can't go into detailed discussion tonight. We've discussed this in detail one of the nights. Rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is all over. Mu'min, mu'min ki nigaahon mein firdaus se bhi barkar. Mu'min ki nigaahon mein firdaus se bhi barkar. آغوش محبت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مومن کی نگاہوں میں فردوس سے بھی بڑھ کر. More than even جنت. What is جنت if نبی علیہ السلام was not going to be there? نبی علیہ السلام said جنت everything was created, this world, this universe. نہ مسجد نہ مسجد کے اونچے مینارے, نہ قبلہ نہ کعبہ نہ مکہ مدینہ, اگر محمد نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. Oh, the Mubarak and beautiful earth of Medina Sharif. Kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakhnu. Jannat hai tu jannat hai, sarkar-e-du-alam. The whole of Medina Sharif is jannat. But then in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have that piece of ground, ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawzatu min riyadil jannat. Between my home and my mimbar, garden from the gardens of paradise. Besides the other explanation, one is that explanation that that very piece of ground will be turned into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. And it is also said that it was from Jannat. So Madina Sharif is nothing but Jannat. The Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Jannat. Then there is Riyazul Jannat. And the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. अनवार तजल्ली से दोनों जहां रोशन, क्या शम्मे रिसालत है सरकार दो आलम की। ऐ अर्ज़ मदीना काश आंखों में तुझे रख लूं, जन्नत है तू जन्नत है सरकार दो आलम की। मुर्दे ही न जी उठे, पत्थर भी पढ़े कलमा, मुर्दे ही न जी उठे, पत्थर भी पढ़े कलमा, ठोकर में वो कुदरत है सरकार दो आलम की। सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। अबू जहल ऑन वन ओकेजन he took some pebbles in his hand and he said that you are giving all the information of the hereafter and jannat and jahannam and ghaib, what is going to happen in qiyamah day and what is going to happen in the qabr and all those, that information you are giving, then you tell me what is in my hands. You are giving the information of the hereafter, so tell me what is in my hand. He said, do you want me to say what is in your hand, or do you want what is in your hand to speak and say what is in there? So he said, both. So the six pebbles said that we are pebbles. And each one of the six recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Gave shahada. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah has quoted also. Abu Jahl got so angry that he threw it onto the ground. So we can see here Abu Jahl is meeting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I see the sun moving on the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because his heart was clean and pure and he had no malice and he had no prejudice and no kind of enmity and hatred. So he saw on the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the sun, the shine of the sun. And here his enemy Abu Jahl is meeting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many occasions. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, that munafiq and hypocrite, how many times he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's majlis and he makes loudly as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. But because the hearts were devoid of iman, so they saw nothing but darkness. So they had nothing in their hearts but hatred for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that will happen throughout centuries, right up till Qiyamah. That the Allahwalas and the pious and the righteous, they will have some people that will praise them and they will talk highly of them and they will see nur on them, and there will be others who will see nothing but darkness. There will be others who will see nothing but evil. There will be others who will be seeing nothing but mischief. That will happen. This is so here the pebbles are reading kalima and yet he is not accepting Islam and Iman. Therefore we should not trust very greatly our intelligence and our intellect. We should ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat. There are great, great presidents in the world. Presidents of America, presidents of Europe, European countries, presidents of other parts of the world. The world calls them very, very intelligent, highly educated. Chain of degrees. They have masters and they have all kinds of qualifications, but they haven't recognized Allah Tabaraka. Many of them are worshipping idols, many of them are worshipping Christ and many, many other things. So therefore we must ask Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayah. Ay arz-e Madina kaash आंखों में तुझे रख लूं, जन्नत है तू जन्नत है सरकार दो आलम की। لازم ہے جسے رہنا سرتاج امم بن کر, لازم ہے جسے رہنا سرتاج امم بن کر, وہ خاص جماعت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I cannot go into detailed explanation or even translation now. Time is running very fast. طیبہ کا ہر ایک کوچا کیوں کرنا معطر ہو, طیبہ کا ہر ایک کوچا کیوں کرنا معطر ہو, پھیلی ہوئی نکہت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. Why should every gali why should not every street, every gully, every area, every place, every piece of the atmosphere and space be not fragrant, because the fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has spread in Madina Sharif. The angels are covering Madina Sharif. From all over they are bringing salat and salam there. We can't understand, because our hearts have become pitch black with continuous sin. We have to polish it, we have to remove the darkness. That example I've given many times, that if you go into Madina Sharif and if you use those entrances at the back there where the tiles are shining, you see the reflection of all the lights. It is as if the lights are right within the tiles, inside the tiles. All those light fittings and Allah, Muhammad is written there. Everything, it seems as if it's right inside there. So if man makes a little bit of effort on stone and he can get the total reflection inside there, if only this man makes a little bit of effort on his heart and shines and polishes that heart and then goes and stands at the Rauza Mubarak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I assure you and guarantee you that that heart will see something else. There's so much of nur, so much of light. Why is it that we move from there again with the same darkness? We go over and over and over, but no real change comes in our lives. That again I have explained, and just when it comes in my mind, I'm not going to leave it, because it is beneficial for somebody or the other, or myself. I gave the example, I said that we sometimes become extremely happy that I'm going repeatedly. But if no change is coming in one's life, then he must not take that to be some kind of great achievement. And the example I gave, the analogy, is that of the student who has written his metric exams, or has written some other exams, and he has failed one or two papers. So he is given another opportunity to write in March, September, June, July, some time of the year, so that he may pass. So he is not being given an opportunity again because he passed. He is being given an opportunity again because he failed. But he is being given an opportunity to write again so that he may pass. The human beings will give one chance, two chance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, being Rahim and Kareem and merciful and forgiving, he knows that this person did come with some muhabbat, but there's a failure. So Allah ta'ala gives him another chance so that he may pass. And sometimes another chance so that he may pass. But if he continues like that, Allah can then take away the tawfiq. اے ظاہر خوش قسمت روزے کی زیارت بھی, اے ظاہر خوش قسمت روزے کی زیارت بھی, सरसुल ज़ियारत है सरकार दो आलम की। اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ۔ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے۔ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے۔ اللہ 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 گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ، بہ امید کرم آیا، तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बहुमीदे करम आया, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बहुमीदे करम आया। Oh Allah, where else can we go? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can beg? If a beggar is chased from one home in this world, he can go to another door. He can go to another business. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another one. But oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of maghfirat and mercy, which door is there for us? Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of those who turn towards you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we acknowledge every sin of ours. Indeed, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. Day and night we violate your ahkam. Day and night we disobey you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, how kind you have been to us. How loving, how caring, how generous, how forgiving, how merciful, how tolerant. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. Don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, don't turn away your glance of mercy. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy, then we'll be destroyed, my beloved Allah. We'll face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of night. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. My beloved Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, abare hal par raham farwa. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. Our life in your control. The homes in which we live is in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. If you shake the ground, if you order the ground to shake, no superpower of the world can prevent it from shaking. If you order, my beloved Allah, the waters of the ocean and rivers and lakes to rise, my beloved Allah, there's no superpower of the world that can stop it. Ya Rabbi Kareem, throughout the world we are witnessing floods, earthquakes, cyclones, tremors, gale force winds, destruction, destruction, destruction. We know that it is because of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us. And forgive the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are suffering hardships, difficulties, pain, problems because of the disasters or in any other way, remove the difficulties, pain and suffering. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, wherever mankind is suffering, remove their pain, suffering and problems. Ya Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, hamari zindagi ka hal badal. Bless us with a bond with you and Nabi alayhi salat wa salam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam. Bless us with your itaat and the itaat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Sins have become pleasing to us. Sins have become part and parcel of our lives. Sins have become acceptable. We glorify sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us an understanding. Give us the realization that sins bring nothing but misery, problems, difficulties and hardships. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hum se razi ho ja. Hamari maghfirat farma, ummat ki maghfirat farma, hum se razi ho ja. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Ay Rabbe Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Bless us with complete shifa from our physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Physically also we are ill. Ay Rabbi Kareem, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We all are sick and ailing, give us shifa. Our brothers, our sisters, our children, whosoever may be in hospitals, clinics, homes, in any part of the world, ay Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Many have undergone operations and some will undergo operations. Some have met up with accidents. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless everybody with shifa. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of risk and remove the difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, listening to music, engaging in all kinds of haram, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing. Give us the himmat and tarish to throw out of our homes and lives all that which is causing so much of corruption in the lives of our children. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are witnessing throughout the world nothing but discord, division, dispute, disunity, friction, fighting, bomb blasts, protest marches. Ay Rabbi Kareem, zulm and injustice of the highest level. Change the condition around the globe. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Bless the entire ummah with the hidayat to make amal on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Bless the Muslim countries with leaders who will establish, my beloved Allah, your ahkam on the land. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless the Muslim countries with leaders who will establish the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Ay Rabbi Kareem, protect them from being unjust and unfair. Ay Rabbi Kareem, protect them from corruption and all kinds of mischief. Protect us also from mischief and corruption. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much sacrifices he made for the Ummah. And this month of Rabiul Awwal, it will enter. Ay Allah, we recall the sacrifices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was stoned in Taif, his shoes mubarak were filled with his mubarak. Your mehboob, your beloved, how the angels must have watched. Ay Rabbi Kareem, he was stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. His teeth mubarak shattered. The pins of his helmet penetrate his jaws. Making namaz in the Haram Sharif, he is beaten up. Intestines of animals placed on his back. That pak, pure, clean body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The perspiration of which body was also the most fragrant ether and most fragrant perfume. Allah, impurities are put on his pak body. He stands the whole night in prayer, his feet swell. How much he cries for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he cried for the Ummah. When he is informed that Ummah for whom you cried so much, and you sacrificed so much, the Ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, watching all haram on the internet, and the filthy television programs, namaz is neglected by 70%. dealings, muasharat, everything against them. What kind of pain it must be causing to the very, very sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, tonight we make tawbah from all our sins. Hamari tawbah ko qubool kar le, qubool kar le. Hum jaise bhi hai, qubool kar le. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram. Ey Rabbe Kareem, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us or any ummati of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Baryal in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja. Garche pur khatwa hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, wa ummide karam aaya. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh aur daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash taalim ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, the entire ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia. Oh my beloved Allah, which part of the world is the ummah not being harassed and suffering? You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the illness, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain and suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم